Welcome to our broadcast. We are in Haggai, that little book with the big message, Haggai chapter 2. Have your Bible ready. Haggai chapter 2, we read in the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Joshdash, the high priest, and to the residue of the people. We said last broadcast that word residue has been translated remnant 44 times. So he's speaking to the remnant. Now, he's got two groups out there. Some are young people, some are older people. And he says here in verse number 3, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Now, we need to get a right perspective here of what is happening. And in order to understand that, we need to go back to Ezra chapter 3. It's talking about this very same situation here as Haggai is preaching to the people. And it says in Ezra chapter 3 and verse number 1, And when the seventh month was come, that compares with Haggai 2 and 1, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. So they came to Jerusalem. They're getting involved here. Once again, they've been revived. We see here back in the last chapter in verse 14, the spirit of the governor and the spirit of the high priest and the spirit of the remnant. God has really worked. They're ready to go to work, and they come together as one man. By the way, revival does not bring unity. Unity brings revival. We think today, well, we just have revival, we'll have unity. No, we need to have unity, and then we'll have revival. They came together as one man. Now, as you go down through chapter 3 in the book of Ezra, you see they built the altar and they set it up upon its bases and they kept the feasts and so on. While they were getting busy to lay the foundations and to build the temple, they first of all were built their altar personally. They were going to be in touch with God, and that is extremely important. But we read in verse number 10, and the builders laid the foundation, and as they did this, we read in verse 11, they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, and they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house was laid. Well, everybody's really happy, right? No, not everybody's happy. Verse 12 says, But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of the house was laid before their eyes, they wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. So, very interesting what's going on here. Now, let's go back to Haggai chapter 2. And then this is where he asks this question. Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? You see it as nothing? Now, the truth of the matter is, you go back to that original temple, and we call it Israel's glory days, and Solomon's temple, and Solomon was in charge, and he was the wisest man in the world, and God had given him this wisdom. Well, read the book of Ecclesiastes and see how it ended. And Solomon said, How dieth the wise man as he ends his life here? He said, How dieth the wise man as a fool. He was given this wisdom, but what happened was he got his big fancy temple and he put his wisdom aside and he put his discernment aside and he just started acting like all the other kings acted, and they had harems, so he got himself a harem and he started doing what the worldly people did. And how did he die? He said in his own testimony, as a fool. Well, Haggai is looking back and he's saying, you fellas, you count this as nothing? Maybe you ought to take your big fancy stuff back there and count that as nothing, because all they were doing was going through the motions. Now we have here a remnant of people, and what we have is really a downsizing. Let's just get away from all of that. You know, we're living in the days when we despise the small thing. God said, no, this is fantastic. Now we got it down here. Now we got some reality. We're not just going through the motions like they did in that big temple back there. This is the real thing. And so he says to them, he says, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? You remember when Queen of Sheba came and she looked at that first temple and she says, the half has not been told. Yeah, that's the way the world sees it. But that's not the way God saw it. And we see here, he says now in verse 4, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jadoth the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, that's the remnant, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Though according to the word that I covenanted with you, he says in verse 5, when you came out of Egypt, which represents the world, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear not. But he said, now, in a little while, verse 6, I will shake the heavens, and I will shake the nations, he says in verse number 7. And all the, and look at verse 7. He said, I will shake all the nations, and the desires of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, this little house, saith the Lord of hosts. And then he says in verse 9, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. In this place I will give peace, saith the Lord. In this place. Why? Because we have the remnant here. We don't have a big crowd of people under the name of banner of the Lord and big fancy buildings and all that go with it. God says, yeah, all right. This is a great thing that's happening here in the days of Haggai. This is a wonderful thing that happened. Don't look at it like some kind of a thing that is nothing in your eyes. God said, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai, I didn't say that. God said that. In this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Then we read in verse number 10, on the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, now that's 2 months later, and the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. Now you got another message. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no, of course not. Then he said in verse 13, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be clean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. It's going to be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation. He said, do you not understand this people, the remnant? You know, remember, you go back to the book of Nehemiah, and Nehemiah sat down and he wept. He says, it's me. I am my father's house. We have dealt very corruptly. And so Haggai, again, straightforward preaching here, no messing around, no beating around the bush here. He's just saying it like it needs to be said. Then answered Haggai and said, this people and this nation. It's not just those people back there in Babylon that want to live in the world. It's us. We are standing in the need of revival. Then he says in verse number 15, and now I pray you consider from this day and upward, and before a stone was laid upon a stone of the temple of the Lord. He said, I want you to consider what we're doing here. We need to have revival in our hearts. It's not the building. Before you put one stone upon another, you need to realize that, yeah, okay, that great temple back there that they thought was so fancy in Israel's glory days, it's gone. It's been destroyed. What about this one that they're going to be building here in the book of Haggai? Well, in AD 70, the Romans came in, they destroyed that one too. The temples are all going to be gone. Our fancy church buildings with our gymnasiums and our fancy pay parking lots, they're all going to be gone. But you're not. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we live on forever. And so he says, consider now from this day and upward. He said, consider it, verse 18. Twice he said that in verse 18. Consider it. Well, the people responded in a very positive manner, and then we see the blessings. He says in verse 19, is the seed yet in the barn? Yes, he said, from this day I will bless you. I will bless you, and I'll beat your enemies down for you too, he says in verse 12. And in verse 21 and in verse 22, I will shake the heavens. I will overthrow the thrones of the kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdom. And who are our worst enemies? Our worst enemy is who we see in a mirror. And God says, I will give you the power to defeat the enemies that live within. Those are the enemies that are more dangerous to us. And so the message here in Zechariah 4 and 10, we're living in the same thing that he's talking about here. In Zerubbabel, it says, shall rejoice. And what does it say in that verse? It says, for who hath despised the day of small things? The Lord says, let me just work with the remnant. And the Bible says in Romans 11, 5, even at this present time, there is a remnant. And in Nehemiah 2 and 12, that great revival, how did it happen? He said, I and some few men with me. And in Nehemiah 7 and 4, the people were few. And Psalm 105, 12, there were but a few in number, very few, he said. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 7, when he was talking to those disciples, he said, you want to walk the narrow way that leadeth to life? He said, few there be that find it. He said in Matthew 7, the laborers are few. In Noah's day, 1 Peter 3:20 says, there was but 8 souls that were saved. You turn to Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 4, and God commended them there in that little church, says, God, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, that have not defiled their garments. Oh yeah, you get to the next church in Revelation 3 and 17, and that's the Laodicean church, which is the age we're living in right now. And thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Well, in this little book, we see there was a remnant. They came back from Babylon. They returned back to the place where God had chosen to set his name there, the Bible said. But they were rebuked, because while they came back to the place, they didn't come back to the plan. They said, no, we're going to build our own houses back here. We're just going through the motions. Well, that's not what they needed to do. Well, we see they got busy and they rebuilt the temple, and it's a great story of victory. But what does the Bible say concerning us in 1 Corinthians 3:16? Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. We are the temple that God is concerned about us building. And so he says here in Haggai to this remnant, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts to this people, saying, the time is not come that we should build a temple. Oh yeah, he said, the time has come. The time. This is the time that we need to be concerned about a revival work in our own hearts. Well, we read in Haggai 1 and 12, and all the remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord. Is that what we're going to do, or just go on the way we're going? Well, we see there was a remnant. They did return. They were rebuked. They responded and said, yeah, we'll get back to God's plan. And then we saw in Haggai 1 and 14, the Lord stirred up the spirit of the governor, the spirit of the high priest, the spirit of the remnant, and revival was underway. Well, what happened here was a repentance, and then there was a restoration. Now, what is a restoration? Restoration is returning something to its former owner. And the Bible says you're not your own, you're bought with a price, and it's time we just realize that we got back to who really owns us. You're not your own, you're bought with a price, and you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He lives within, and we need to have a rebuilding program right there, right now. And so 5 times in this little message here, in 2 little chapters, he said, consider your way. What is that? It is something to do with thinking. Now, whatever we are thinking today is what we are going to be tomorrow. Doesn't that make sense? Think, he says. In fact, the word repent, it comes from 2 Greek words, to perceive afterwards. It says to think about something and then change it afterward. Well, their thinking was at the beginning of this story, the time is not now, so they weren't doing anything about it. Well, after Haggai faithfully preached the word of God, we read here that they responded, the remnant of people obeyed the voice of the Lord. Then we saw a tremendous revival, and the love and the joy and the peace and all the fruit of the Spirit, everything there became a reality in their lives. And that's what we need to do today.